Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from Research Associates, a national public opinion research company. The purpose of this call is to conduct a survey on public education in New Orleans. Are you a registered voter in Orleans Parish?
Sure.
Thank you very much. It won't take long. Are you very interested, somewhat interested, a little interested, or not interested at all in the governor's race and statewide elections in October 2023?
Not interested.
Thank you very much. Do you define your racial classification as African American or Black, White, Hispanic, or Asian?
White.
Thank you. Thinking about the conditions of New Orleans public school buildings, tell me if you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied with the condition of public school buildings?
Not at all.
And do you think that improving and maintaining the condition of school buildings is very important, somewhat important, a little important, or not at all important?
Very.
Thank you very much. When you hear your friends, neighbors, and coworkers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express a lot of confidence, some confidence, a little confidence, or no confidence at all?
None.
Thank you. And I just want to take a few seconds to tell you thank you very much for your time, but we still have a few more questions to go. If the New Orleans Public Schools had a 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, would you definitely vote for? Probably vote for? Which one?
I definitely would.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you two statements. Of the two, please tell me which one reflects your views, best your views. Because of the rise in the cost of homeowner expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings, or maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority.
It should be a priority.
Okay, thank you. Now, voters are motivated to support the proposition for various reasons. For each of the following, please tell me if you would be strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little, or not at all influenced to support a 20-year millage renewal for public schools where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities. The first one is, learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future. Would that strongly...
Hello?
Yes. Hello?
What's the question again?
Yes. Learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future. Would that strongly influence, somewhat influence you a little, or not at all to support a 20-year millage renewal for public schools?
I strongly support.
Thank you. Learning that this is a millage renewal and will not increase your property taxes? Would that... Learning that this is a millage renewal and will not increase your property taxes, would that strongly influence you, somewhat influence you a little?
Yeah.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Learning that the public school district has facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent. Would that strongly influence you, somewhat influence you a little, or not at all to support the 20-year millage renewal?
I support it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Learning that money is allocated to every public school in the city.
I strongly support that as well.
Thank you. Learning that the owner of a $275,000 home currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing millage.
I strongly agree.
Learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public school buildings after Hurricane Katrina without funds from this millage, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them.
I don't support that. We got to build it.
So that would that influence you a little or not at all to support the 20-year millage renewal?
I support it. I got to support it.
Oh. So which one? Would you be strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little, or not at all?
Strongly.
Thank you. Learning that this is a renewal for an existing millage for 20 years to 2045.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Now that we have talked a bit about the millage, if the New Orleans Public Schools had an had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot that would preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that would expire in 2045, would you definitely vote for, probably vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against this proposition?
What's the proposition for again?
The millage renewal proposition on the ballot.
Yeah, I'm voting for it. I'm with it. Strongly with it.
So that would be definitely vote for or probably vote for?
Definitely vote for.
Thank you. As we conclude this survey, I just have to ask you some questions for statistical purposes. Are you or anyone in your household a parent of a child enrolled in a New Orleans public school?
In my house, no.
Are you or is anyone in your household a teacher at a New Orleans public school?
No.
Are you or anyone in your household a staff member or administrator at a New Orleans public school?
No.
Thank you. Now stop me when you hear the group that contains your age. 18 to 30, 31 to 49, 50 to 60.
31 to 49.
Thank you. Now stop me when you hear the last grade you completed. Some high school grad, some college or trade school, college grad, graduate or...
College grad.
Do you own or rent your home?
Home.
Thank you. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation, sir. Have a wonderful day.
All right.
Bye. Goodbye.